So in this passage, Denethor is a perfect example of an incompetent leader. Denethor is unwise and rash. He has lost hope and is motivated by his own despair. In fact, the Battle of Minas Tirith, the big city, is held not by him, but in spite of him. When you consider the script, you realize that the passage is full of passive verb forms. Consider lines 9. Osgiliath must be retaken. 13. Much must be risked in war. 16 and 23. You wish now that our places had been exchanged, says Faramir. Since you are robbed of Boromir, I will do what I can in his stead. This accumulation of passive sentences indicates that the protagonists have lost the control of the situation. Both of them are passive, because they know that the war is lost. The question of incompetent leadership is a very Shakespearean topic. Think of King Lear, for example, or Richard II. But it was also a major question during the First World War, which Tolkien very well knew about. Soldiers in the trenches, on the front line, had the impression that the orders were incoherent or untimely. Communication was ineffective, and men were sent to butchery out of negligence from their leaders. In the film adaptation, Peter Jackson underlines Denethor's indifferent attitude with a system of parallel editing. On the one hand, we can see all the horsemen riding towards their doom in Osgiliath. And on the other hand, Denethor is seen eating fruit and Pippin is heard singing a heartbreaking song a cappella in the middle of the castle. The discrepancy between the two lines shows how preposterous and disastrous wars are. In every way, Jackson is faithful to Tolkien in the Denethor-Faramir subplot. The only addition is when Denethor is on fire and runs away and jumps off the cliff into the battlefield. That's Peter Jackson's invention, because in the novel, Denethor dies in the flames on the stake, just after Faramir has been saved from the fire by Gandalf and Pippin.